I got a car parked in my front yard with a floorboard full of Slim Jims. I piss where I want to, and I fish where I swim. Yeah, I bet you ain't got it on a tailgate or killed a copperhead a time or two. And man, if you're thinking you're a better beer drinker, buddy, I've got news for you. My town's smaller than your town.
Smaller than your town. Got a bigger buck and walleye on my wall. Rednecker than you. Happy Sunday evening to the land of 10,000 lakes. Boomer here. Welcome. Thanks again for everyone tuning in to the Four Outdoorsmen. I'm Bob Country. To my left is the man, the myth, the legend, producer Mark. He put this crew together about 6 years ago. And to my right is our special guest, friend of the show, Corey Bechtold. Corey, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And not in studio tonight, but probably enjoying a Corona or a brandy in Mexico, is the wild card Stru. So Stru, we love, we miss you. Have fun with your beautiful wife, Diana, down in Mexico.
I saw some great pictures. I know that Stru's listening, and I hope he had a great time.
Well, I tell you what, we have an amazing show tonight. We have Dan Stefanich with Blackfish Gear and Clam Outdoors on at 6:20. And Dan just got done musky fishing in Canada with TV hosts on Fox Sports North in Wisconsin and in the Midwest, John Gillespie.
So who looks a lot like my dad.
He does.
Talks
he
like
does.
Him, too. Being from Wisconsin.
Yes, yes.
Being a big guy from Wisconsin.
Grab the Johnsonvilles.
Right? Real time.
Every time I watch that show, I think of my dad. So
yeah, well, I
cheers
tell you.
To John. He does a great job. Being in the TV industry, I know how hard it is to turn content, and he does a new show every week, which is incredible.
So. Yeah, I mean, for folks that don't know, producer Mark, typically content that is shot for a TV show is done 6 months out at least, right?
Ours is almost a year out. So right now we're shooting flush episodes for 2020. So because we're constantly traveling across the country, there's no way we could possibly turn around a show. There's a few shows that we do turn around really quickly. Like we do the State Fair one where we film like the Thursday and turn around for Sunday. But most of our shows are shot almost a year in advance, just so you can be seasonal. You know,
the Wild on the Water event that we do every year with Aluma Craft Boats and Evinrude, is that a quick turnaround show too?
Nope. Usually we show it the year after. So like our crappie contest last year, you were at that, weren't
yep,
you?
Yep.
So that will actually air this year during the crappie contest. So it's always a year back.
Wow, wow. And then at 6:40, and Corey, you are a co-host today, but at 6:40, we're going to dive into some fall fishing and some big buck hunting because, Corey, you got, we won't call it a buck of a lifetime, but a pretty darn nice buck.
It would be a buck of my lifetime. I'll tell you
that. It was a buck of my lifetime.
All right. Well, we will call it Corey's buck of a lifetime. But before we get to that, if you want a few seconds of fame and glory on the Four Outdoorsmen, don't forget to comment on the Four Outdoorsmen's Facebook page on our shout-out post that we do every week. Mark, we'll get to that.
We got a ton of them already, so get on there, and we'll have to spend some time going through those.
Perfect, perfect. And we're not going to talk about the Vikings because we got absolutely demolished by the defensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs. But let's talk about something that is kind of sad, but we both had to talk to Power Lodge this week, didn't we?
Yeah, it's that time of year, the transition between ice and open water. So I dropped my boat off on Monday to Power Lodge, a single tear dripping down my face. It's been a great year with my new Alumacraft boat, new to me anyway. Had some great times with the kids and just cleaning it out and dropping it off. It was sad, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was really sad. So I always bring the Alumacraft Competitor 205 with the 250 horses of Evinrude up to touch them all in Rogers, and they give it one final scrub through.
That's what happens when someone gives you a boat. You have to make sure it's real clean. See, yeah. I just brush the goldfish crackers, you know, under the seat and then put it away. You have to make it spotless.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I did. I really worked hard this year after every trip to wipe it down, wash it down, because there's a nice little car wash by the house there in Osseo and Maple Grove, but it's kind of like our tradition there when I go into Kyle's place and they clean it up. And then this week, my boat will be going back into Power Lodge. It's going to be sad, but I tell you what.
I talked to Corey, though. We can our boats are going to be friends because they're going to be stored in the same spot next to each other.
Yep.
So we're all good.
They'll keep each other
company. They'll keep
company.
Each other company. Yep.
Awesome.
Your boat's like the big brother, you know.
Well, they still need each other, right? It still takes two to tango. And Power Lodge, if you don't know, they're a great sponsor. They have a location in the Twin Cities up in Onamia near Mille Lacs as well as in Brainerd. If you need to get your boat winterized, you need some storage, bring it into the folks at Power Lodge.
Now, Corey is a little more hardcore than we are. He's the kind of guy that waits till there's ice on the water. Is that correct?
Did you bring your boat in yet?
No. Literally last year, I actually had to back in and actually broke my taillights on my boat getting to the water, you know, because it was so flat. I was like, oh, it's a nice calm day. And then back in the boat, and I'm like, hear this crunching noise, and my truck stops. I'm like, why isn't it going back? I'm like, oh, crap, that's ice. But so we tried to, you know, just pull the truck forward, slide the boat off the trailer, kind of get a little momentum, and broke some ice to get out to the fish.
Wow. I tell you what, Corey, that is hardcore. I debated on parking the Alumacraft for the winter, but I am very blessed with Blue 42, you know, the marketing agency we have, and Fiocchi Ammunition. Tomorrow morning, I'm headed with friend of the show, Josh Shave from Blue 42, and we are flying into Spokane, Washington.
Cool.
We have a Jeep Wrangler rented. We're driving to the mountains of Idaho, and guess what we're going to be doing, boys?
Some kind of exotic hunt, I'm guessing.
If you consider an elk hunt exotic hunting, you are a winner. So we are headed out to Riggins, Idaho with the boys from Fiocchi and Blue 42. We are going to be elk hunting. It is the first time I have ever been elk hunting. Now, I've been out to Medicine Bow, Wyoming a few times chasing what we call speed goats or antelopes or pronghorns.
Speed goats.
Oh, because of that. Well, antelope are actually a part of the goat family.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so there's it's a little slang.
As in they're both animals or?
No, that's just part of the
same genus.
Genius. Genius species.
You remember King's Play chess on fine green silk?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I remember that. My 7th grade biology teacher would be very happy.
Boy, we are rolling back in time and hit the rewind button on the 8-track for that one. But yeah, it's going to be really special. So we're going to go chase some bulls out there. It should be a fun trip. I'll have more on that hunt coming up on the next show. And then right after that, guys, I get in Thursday night. Guess what's coming up this next weekend? Deer hunting opener. Do you guys know approximately how many hunters go up into the woods in Minnesota or down into the woods in southern Minnesota for firearm opener?
Are you talking about tickets or permits or what?
I would say permits. I don't know if it's permits or
hunters. Do you
know the
number?
Yes. It's an approximate number.
Corey, what's your guess?
I'd say 60,000.
Okay.
Oh, I'll go way more than that. I'll say 200,000.
500,000.
Wow.
Yep. I've seen that in a few different articles that get published about what deer hunting means to the culture and to the land of 10,000 lakes. There will be 500,000 people in blaze orange. So, hey, it's so accepted up here, guys, that factories shut down for it. Kids are let out of school. So, hey, we're really excited about deer opener. And then after that, if it gives away, we are going to join Kyle and his group from Woodland Resort on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the week after, hopefully doing a catalog shoot again for Waterfall and digital content for Blue 42 and Fiocchi Ammunition. So with those 2 weeks kind of tied up, I thought, temperature's dropping, Corey. It's time to park the Alumacraft.
Yeah. Well, actually, looking at the forecast for next week, I might not be able to get through the ice to get my boat on the water.
Well, ice is going to be coming. And speaking of ice, don't forget at 6:20, we are going to have Dan Stefanich on from Clam Outdoors and Blackfish Gear. We're going to be talking about his trip with John Gillespie up in Canada. But thank you again. If you're just tuning in to the 4 Outdoors and on Bob Country, we got a great show tonight. Producer Mark, myself, Boomer, Corey Bechtold's in the house. Drew is in Mexico. Mark, every Sunday night, we want to start the show talking off about something that just might get the hairs on the back of your neck standing up. What do you got this week?
Well, this year I read here in the Pioneer Press, a company out of Lakeville, a railroad company, they wanted to pump 500 million gallons of groundwater a year from Southeast Minnesota Aquifer and ship it by train to the arid southwestern United States, who is obviously experiencing great droughts. And the commissioner says that there's virtually no scenario where the agency would grant water appropriation permit for that project. So I will give my opinion, and you can too. I understand protecting your resources.
Yep.
It's my opinion that we are kind of been flooded in the last couple of years where, you know, there's an overabundance of water. There's an area of the country that could desperately use some water.
Yep.
I guess I don't see why we need to shut that idea down. Maybe not that much, but I just, you know, what's the difference in people shipping oil to us from North Dakota or valuable resources from other places? If they need it and we can give it, I guess I don't see why.
Well, I would say on the oil aspect of life, that's big oil money. So I'm sure they figure out a
big
way.
Big water
to,
now?
Yeah. They figure out a way to pave that through, right? But I agree. I mean, when Soph and I were up at Youth Deer Opener up in Bacchus, Minnesota, yeah. where, Mark, you've been, there's an 8-acre slough in the middle of that 150 acres. That 8-acre slough was probably about 20 to 40 acres. It was absolutely huge. And so, yeah, the water level is definitely up in the land of 10,000 lakes.
Right.
And in the Southwest, where, to your point, they are desperately needing H2O, I'm a little confused on, okay, maybe 500 million gallons or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a little too much, you know, but why not give them any? Now, it depends if, are they trying to protect, Mark, like, you know, if we get the water, it could spread some AIS stuff.
I don't think so. Oh. I think because they're drilling into aquifers and pumping it,
yeah.
I think there's probably fear that we're gonna drain the aquifers too low.
Yeah.
But at least do a study and see. I don't know how many millions of gallons are in the aquifer, so I don't know.
I don't even know what an aquifer is.
I just thought it was preemptive and kind of you're being a hypocrite if you're like, no, you can't have, you know, any of the resources that we have to offer.
Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, Corey, you're a co-host tonight on the Four Outdoors on Bob Country. What do you think?
No controversy.
Oh,
you
boy.
Can say that's
politics.
A dumb idea.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm going to check
it's
out.
It's not really politics, I guess. But
hey, well, and for our listeners out there, I appreciate everyone that wrote in with their opinions about Youth Deer Opener. Brandon is going to be watching the phone line. And I believe
Brandon,
what can they text in?
Please tell me I'm dumb because I don't know much on the subject, but I just don't see the reason why we can't
pump
some water to some desperate areas.
I hear you. All right, the number you can text is 763-450-0100.
So if you want to weigh in on your opinion mm-hmm. about if we should be getting water out of the aquifers in the land of 10,000 lakes and helping people in the Southwest that are in desperate need for it, please give us your opinion and why.
What if they put a very small tax on every gallon of water and it goes to help our natural resources?
That's true. They could do that. They could do that. Yeah.
I don't see it. Have a pipeline. You know, pipelines aren't very controversial.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, that's all interesting. Right. So
is that enough controversy for you guys?
Well, that's enough controversy. So let's talk about the Four Outdoorsmen shout out, buddy. Who do we got?
Yeah, we have a lot of shout outs here. There's a picture of Corey's awesome, awesome buck. We're going to get that story later on today. But go to our Facebook page and comment. We have a bunch to get through. There's a lot of deer down, I'll tell you that. First one is our friend Craig Rudolph Jr. says, my buddy's dad, Steve Smith's buck from Ripley last weekend. Did they have a special Ripley hunt or they
usually do a special Ripley hunt. Yeah, for vets. My dad's been involved in it a couple times.
Someone write in and clarify that because there's a bunch of pictures coming in from there. But he says, not bad for a 69-year-old man still climbing trees and slinging arrows. That's a great buck. John Marshall, our friend, says, me and the boys got a deer stand up this weekend. We are ready. I hear you, John, and I know where you hunt too, and I could probably throw a rock from my cabin and hit you. So I hope you get something up there, and maybe if I get desperate, I'll join you. Craig Rudolph Jr. says, my doe from Ripley last weekend came in to 20 yards.
Nice.
Just after first light. Will Goble says, Will Goble here going through my trail cam pics dreaming about Droopy. Apparently they named, I see the picture there. That's funny. So they have a deer named Droopy they're going to get at. And Eric, my good friend from Hugo, got the ice gear out this weekend. I also did that. So that's part of my transition, right, is get the boat away, clean out the garage, and I pulled out my clam shelter. It looks like he got a crappie too. Minnesota Rackstar says, last weekend I was in South Dakota to do some bow hunting and ran into this guy says Joe Call. That's a beautiful deer as well.
Wow, that is a rack star.
Greg Evers says, my buck from Ripley last weekend is my biggest white tail and was only in stand for about an hour before he came by.
That's way to go, deer. Greg.
And Brian Hoppenrath says, my three-year-old son came out for his first grouse hunt. He had a blast.
Wow.
Good job, Brian. Way to get the son outdoors. Three's a tough age to get him involved, but I applaud you.
Wow, yeah, that takes a lot of hot cocoa, gummy bears, Snicker bars, Reese's Pieces, Sour Patch Kids. I mean, it takes a lot. But I tell you what, I love the fact that everyone sends in those pictures. We appreciate it. Thank you for following us on Facebook. Thank you for following us on Instagram and getting more kids into the outdoors. I know I'm super excited to be out with the family next weekend with Thane and his dad. It becomes a tradition. We'll be staying with our friends at the Country Inn again in Walker. And I love the fact that they'll have hot cocoa or coffee in your thermoses when you wake up in the morning, a little trail mix snack. I always try to make sure too, Corey, that I bring anything Sophia enjoys to snack on because it just helps buy that time because, you know, as 12-year-olds, you know, their attention span just isn't there. So, I mean, Mark, you go through bribing your kids all the time in the
boat. You have to. You have to make it fun. You have to make them comfortable. You have to make them warm. You know, you can't be out there like when I was 12, you know, one of these stories, it was before sun up till after sundown, you're in a stand without making a peep.
Yep.
And maybe you went for lunch and had a cold bologna sandwich for lunch, but you know, you got to at least make it comfortable for them.
Well, Mark, I know we have, and Corey, 1 minute to break. Stay tuned because after break, we're going to have Dan Stefanich with Blackfish Gear and Clam Outdoors talking about his Canada muskie trip. But next Sunday is deer opener, so I'm guessing, Producer Mark, will we make that our deer hunting special?
Yeah, every year we do a deer hunting special where people can call in or we call people to tell funny stories. We've heard some doozies.
Yes, we've had. And so we really wish our listeners to message us on Facebook, or we'll put a couple posts out there where comment on your deer hunting stories. So
we like the funny ones.
Yeah, we
not
like
just the monster.
Yep. Not just the monsters, but the ones you missed or the accident that you didn't have toilet paper with. Those are the ones.
I've got about 10 of those.
That get us going, especially in a boat, don't you?
All right, back with Dan Stefanich from Clam Outdoors on the Four Outdoorsmen.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the Four Outdoorsmen anytime.
It's no secret that Devil's Lake is a bucket list destination if you love walleyes and jumbo perch, but this time of the year, Devil's Lake offers some of the best hunting in the country as well. Whether your hot button is ducks, geese, or pheasants, you'll absolutely love all the outstanding opportunities in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hey, how about this? Bring your fishing gear as well as your shotguns for what Boomer likes to call an October cast and blast, and that's an unforgettable experience. I'll tell you what Devil's Lake truly is, a special destination for every outdoorsman. Go to devilslakend.com.
Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here, looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with three locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full service shops at three locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
Don't miss the Hardwater Ice Fishing Expo at the National Sports Center in Blaine, November 15th through the 17th. The Hardwater Expo features all of the latest gear and unbelievable deals direct from the manufacturers. Hey, check out the huge selection of shelters and wheelhouses, product demonstrations, and some of the great pro seminars where you'll learn tips and tricks that'll help you catch more fish this winter. There's even a kids' trout fishing pond, so bring the whole family. That's the Hardwater Ice Fishing Expo, November 15th through the 17th at the National Sports Center in Blaine.
Air Trigger Gun Shop is located in downtown Zimmerman, just minutes west of Highway 169. Deer season is here. Air Trigger Gun Shop has everything you need for your fall and winter hunts. Rifles, shotguns, scopes, plenty of ammo for almost every gun, holsters, scent masks, and accessories. Professional scope mounting and other services like full sonic cleanings are also also available at their on-site gunsmithing shop. Stop in at Hair Trigger Gun Shop and experience their great customer service in downtown Zimmerman. Call 763-856-2222 or visit hairtriggergunshop.com.
Introducing the new line of float suits by Ice Armor. By Clam, with patent-pending motion float technology, it combines the security of a premium float suit with maximum mobility. Using a baffled, segmented design of the flotation material, we've created a line of float suits that are comfortable and flexible, so you can stay mobile on the ice. Breathable, waterproof, and flexible, our float suits have all the great features you expect from Ice Armor by Clam. Stay warm, stay mobile, and stay safe with the float suits from Clam Outdoors. Pursue the ice.
Happy Sunday evening to the Land 10,000 Lakes. Boomer here, and since 1960, Vexilar has been making marine electronic products that deliver innovation and leading-edge quality. I tell you what, when the four outdoorsmen are out on a trip, we never go out without our FLX-28 and our K-Drill. And our guest, Corey, you're kind of a Vexilar guru. What do you love about Vexilar?
Man, what is there not to love about the Vexilar? I mean, the 28, when that thing came out and I saw the features, what I thought was amazing was just the color palettes and how they're functional. That was probably one of the best things. But ever since the FL8, every Vexilar has had a low power mode. And that is probably one thing that just seals the deal for me every time.
Well, what I love and it seals the deal for me about Vexilar is I forget to charge them. And that Vexilar will last me all 3 days. It doesn't matter the conditions. And how that Vexilar can zoom in on the bottom 6 feet and the bottom 12 feet when those walleyes I get are getting grumpy, that's a winner for me. To learn more about Vexilar K-Drill, go to Vexilar.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-763-5067. 800-763-5067.
Optima Tax Relief.
Hey, it's Jeff Jones here from your No Repeat Workdays, and it's the time of year when you gotta start making inside more comfy. And you can do that with MyPillow, whether it's a MyPillow mattress topper, bed sheets, or right now, buy one, get one MyPillows. Just use the promo code BOB when you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-606-7812. My wife and I enjoy sleeping on our MyPillows along with our MyPillow mattress topper every single night, and I know you will too. So buy one, get one free MyPillows right now when you use the promo code BOB at MyPillow.com.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When producer Mark comes around.
I heard you listen to this song going up.
This is old. I mean, this is Johnny Cash. I mean, Bob Country, welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen. Thank you, land of 10,000 lakes. And from all the other surrounding states that stream us on a podcast, welcome back. We got an action-packed show. We're going to have Dan Stefanich from Blackfish Gear and Clam on in 1 second, but we are getting flooded with shout-outs on social media, so let's get to them, Producer Mark.
We are, and Jiggin' Jim Taxidermy wanted to respond about my uninformed comment, so I just thought I would read that. Thank you, Jim, for writing. He says, the state's worried about contamination of the largest aquifer, that is the deepest water source of the state. Water at most ponds and lakes are over 4,000 feet above the aquifer this company wants water from. They're not talking about lake or Mississippi River, where we have lots of it for now. So they're worried about contamination of a deep, 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 deep aquifer and not skimming off the top of the St. Croix for them, which we should do. Which you should do. They can can have the yeah.
good call out. Thank you, Jig and Jim. And then we got our friends from Austin, Minnesota, Pork Chop, Neil and Weasel. What's going on? They wrote in tonight too, didn't they?
Yeah, they said they're excited to host us in a couple weeks. They have lots of lodging for us. They just got done combining, so they're ready for outdoors adventures with us. So thanks, guys, for hosting us in a couple weeks. We'll have to get them on after that hunt.
We'll have them on radio. So we'll be headed down there November 23rd, and then they got some big bucks down there, didn't they send
over? They did, yeah. They sent us some private pictures we can post later of some of the bucks they've been getting, one with the youth hunt and a couple with the bow. So there's some big bucks down there.
Yeah, I cannot wait to get back down to Austin and hunt with Neil, Pork Chop, and Weasel. But let's get to the man who is on the line, Dan Stefanich, Outdoors. Welcome to the Four Outdoors, and I'm Bob Country.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having us joining us tonight. What are you doing right now?
Just getting ready to talk ice fishing and events and all that good stuff.
Well, I could say we would talk about Chicago Bears, where you're originally from, but I guess there's not much to talk about when it comes to that or the University of Illinois, is there, buddy?
Let's not even go there.
I think Illinois beat Wisconsin a couple weeks ago, so that's all they need for the year.
So, like, everyone right now is depressed. The Vikings lost, the Packers are losing, and the Bears kind of...
Yeah, I know. It's not a good week for the NFC North.
Not a good week. Oh, man. But I will tell you, Dan, we have Corey Bechtold to my right, producer Mark is to the left, and I know we're going to be talking ice fishing and what's new with clam, some of the cool stuff with blackfish, sports shows are coming up, you know, the Super Bowl of ice fishing when we have the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show, where it's clam bleed blue all over the place. But you, my friend, were in Canada with John Gillespie.
I was, yeah. We were up there fishing out of Andy Meyer's Lodge last week for muskie and walleye and smallmouth. And, it was good to get in the ice armor by clam suits because we needed it. It was like high of 26. And for open water, it was a little brisk. But what a great time of year to fish up there. I mean, just the muskies had the feed bag on, so they were chowing, and I think we probably caught 22 or 23 in like 3 days. I mean, just crazy. Insane fishing. It was great.
Dan, what are the muskies doing up there pre-ice? Are they in shallow just eating everything they can, or are they starting to go a little bit deeper nowadays?
No, they're up in, we're fishing some of these humps in like 22, 23 feet of water, got most of them on suckers. It was a good sucker bite, but we caught a few trolling and got some with some tube jigs and some casting, just all tactics. But they're getting ready for winter, and as are we.
I can't imagine a trip catching 20 muskies. That must have been pretty incredible.
Yeah, it was. It was a good. I think there was probably 15 or 16 of us. I was up on Eagle Lake, Ontario. We're up there with Pete Mena and. Just some other industry guys, and it was just a good trip, and like I said, getting probably the last open water trip of the year. Just waiting on ice now.
Well, Dan, I've seen some pictures on Facebook, and I've talked to you, but you also had a road trip before that in Wisconsin where you were fishing with Clam Pro and a fellow Lumacrafter, Eric Hadia, and it looks like you guys nailed some big salmon. Tell us about that.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we had kind of a little Wisconsin tour, so to speak, with some of our blackfish and clam pros. We fished with Eric down there in the Milwaukee Harbor. Got some big kings. Got like 25 pounders. Just giant fish, and they're so strong. They're so fun to catch. So that was good to see Eric. And then we were up in shot up to Sheboygan to see our friend Pat Kelmerton. He's with Wolfpack Adventures out of Sheboygan. They got chartered boats and whatnot, but we're fishing the Sheboygan River for brown trout, salmon. They had some leakers in there, just all kinds of, just a mixed bag, and that was a super, super cool experience too. And then we fished with Max Wilson, one of our blackfish pros over in Green Bay on the Fox River. So yeah, just did a little Wisconsin tour and got some photos and a little networking with our pros. Had a good time. So I've been on the road and now back in the office.
Well, Dan, it looks like you failed to mention you're being too humble on the Four Outdoors and on Bob Country. You got a personal best brown trout with Pat Calmerton. Talk to us about that.
I did. Yeah, it was that was pretty cool. Right in that Sheboygan River, you know, we're fishing below a dam, and all these salmon and trout are coming in there to spawn, trying to make their way up river. So yeah, I was just casting a little fire tiger flicker shad and tied into that beast. And when they get in that current, I'm telling you, they're just ripping line off. It's just so much fun. So yeah, that was pretty cool stuff.
So Dan, it's no secret to anyone that lives up in the Midwest right now that the temps are cooling down, and as you drive by any road and you look at the little ponds or sloughs, you can see that ice is starting to form on the edges. I remember when we were just out trick-or-treating near Wayzata, you could see the little sloughs and ponds that the ice was starting to form. Are things starting to pick up and get a little crazy at the intergalactic headquarters of Clam right now?
Yeah, they are. I mean, we launched our products about a month or so ago. So we have more in stock right now than we ever had this time of year. So great opportunity for guys and gals to get out there and get stocked up on the gear that they're gonna need for the season. Of course, all of our retailers are pretty much set in all the stores. So it won't be long. You know, we always want to encourage people to. You know, safety first. Everybody's always excited to get out there on ice, but I always stress that, make sure it is safe before you get out there. But it won't be long.
Well, I tell you what, Dan, the Four Outdoorsmen are proud to be partnered with Clam Outdoors and Blackfish Gear. And every year, I've been blessed to be fishing with Clam, I think, for almost 8-10 years now. But, you know, Dan, every year, Clam comes out with some real game changers for ice fishing. It's just amazing that the innovation that they bring to the forefront. I mean, a few years ago, Dan, it was tungsten jigs. Now you walk down a retail aisle, and it used to be a few just rows of tungsten jigs, and now the whole aisle is tungsten jigs. What are some cool new things this year for ice fishing that Clam's bringing out?
I mean, you know, we've got so many categories now, Boomer, and which is awesome. And we've got something new basically in every one of them. Of course, our shelters, we've got, we pretty much rebranded our fish traps. So we've got new aesthetics, some really cool features. A big one is the side symmetry door system that has the side door that zips all the way around to the front of the shelter. So that what that does is basically makes it easier for anglers to get in and out of the shelter without tripping over each other and over their gear. Just cool stuff. The same with our hubs. We've got a new line, our X series and our Clam C series hubs. They're just a fantastic quality shelter for affordable price, and the best opportunity for guys and gals to see that are going to be at these upcoming sports shows for sure. We're gonna have all of our new stuff. We're gonna have ice armor by Clam. We've got our Rise suits, our float suits this year. We've got a ladies float suit. We've got some new rods. We've got a Jason Mitchell Gen 8 with wind grip handles. Just a super rod. We've got a Scepter stick. Of course, we've got some new colors and Clam Pro tackle and. Just we got some new gloves coming out. What else? We got gear bag. Yeah, I mean, everybody can flip through the new products at clamoutdoors.com. But, I want everybody to come out and see us at the show, because then they can get firsthand, eyes on this stuff. They can talk to the pros and, just get all the details, though, where to fish and what they're going to be biting on and all that good stuff.
Hey, Dan, I was just at the Blaine Super Rink with my son for practice. And that ice show, is that November 15th? Is that correct?
It is. It's coming up in a couple weeks here. It's November 15th to the 17th.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, just because it's not quite so crowded, and it's in Blaine, so there's plenty of parking. And And there's just so many pros around. You can talk to anybody about anything. So I'm definitely excited to head down there, probably right after practice, because that's every weekend now for me. That's my life.
Yeah, we'll be there. Of course, just seminars and, you know, talk to the pros, and that's going to be that's always a fantastic event. And then, I think Boomer mentioned the Super Bowl of Ice Expos, the St. Paul Fishing Expos, December 6th to the 8th. Down at the River Center, and that venue is massive. We've got multiple displays. We've got a kids area where kids can come out and they can do a shoot the puck. They get the bait puck in the hole, and they're going to win a prize. We've got the ice fishing simulator. If anybody didn't see it last year, we're gonna have that again this year. And then in our main booth, we're gonna have all of our new products, our new shelters, and. You know, we're going to have our jigging tank. So we've made some enhancements to that. We actually put some black lights in there so that anglers can see the glow jigs and really, you know, how they glow. So that's we're pretty excited about that. So, yeah, we've got some new stuff. Every year we're always just trying to get better and better and you know, give attendees a feel for, you know, what they can expect with all this stuff. And of course there's going to be plenty of our of dealers there. They're going to be selling products, you know, at some great show prices. So really encourage everybody to get out there and get stocked up before ice gets here.
Well, I tell you what, Dan, we've only got a couple minutes left, but last year I remember, I think it was showcasing the Rise suit. There was like a big tub of water where like every hour someone would float in it. And Strew, the wild card, Dan, is in Mexico. So we're going to volunteer him. If you want to do like a clam dunk take, perfect. We can do that where people for like $1 can throw and then dunk Strew.
Do you remember last year he did one in his hot tub?
Yeah, Strew did one in his hot tub on Facebook. So, Dan, I think that guy would like it, but I would like the water for his dunk tank to be like
make
full
it cold.
Of icicles. Yeah, make it ice cold.
Yep.
Well, it's not quite a dunk tank, but it's a tank where we can get him in there in a float suit and people can see actually how this works. You know, people are always asking. Nobody wants to jump into ice water, so the next best thing is to see somebody else floating in a tank of water. So yeah, get him down there and we'll get him in the.
Can we throw eggs at him or something, Dan? Is there any liability? Can we throw something at Strew while he's in the water floating?
I don't know about that, but we'll just get him floating nicely in the tank. We want him, you know. We don't want him to not come back to the show.
Yeah, I get it. Well, hey, Dan, we appreciate it. We got to wrap it up. Dan Stefanich with Blackfish Gear, Clam Outdoors. Dan, talk to folks where they can find you online and all the social media stuff you got going on.
ClamOutdoors.com. They can find everything there.
All right, awesome. There he was. Thanks again for joining us, Dan.
And Dan, thank you for being a part of our show and supporting us.
Likewise, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
Have a good night, Dan.
All right. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on around ice fishing. The Hardwater Expo is coming around on the 15th of November, then December 6th through the 8th. The St. Paul Ice Fishing Show. Clam, again, has an awesome lineup of new products. Stay tuned after break. We got Corey Bechtold on to talk about his buck of a lifetime next on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country.
It's no secret that Devil's Lake is a bucket list destination if you love walleyes and jumbo perch, but this time of the year, Devil's Lake offers some of the best hunting in the country as well. Whether your hot button is ducks, geese, or pheasants, you'll absolutely love all the outstanding opportunities in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hey, how about this? Bring your fishing gear as well as your shotguns for what Boomer likes to call an October cast and blast, and that's an unforgettable experience. I'll tell you what Devil's Lake truly is, a special destination for every outdoorsman. Go to devilslakend.com.
Introducing the new line of float suits by Ice Armor by Clam. With patent-pending motion float technology, it combines the security of a premium float suit with maximum mobility. Using a baffled, segmented design of the flotation material, we've created a line of float suits that are comfortable and flexible so you can stay mobile on the ice. Breathable, waterproof, and flexible, our float suits have all the great features you expect from Ice Armor by Clam. Stay warm, stay mobile, and stay safe with the float suits from Clam Outdoors. Pursue the ice.
Right down the street from our studio in Ramsey, Minnesota, off of Highway 10, is the best marine and power sports dealer in the Twin Cities, Power Lodge. Boomer here. Looking for a new Alumacraft with an Evinrude motor, Sea-Doo jet ski, or a Can-Am ATV for your next adventure? Power Lodge has you covered with three locations in Ramsey, Onamia, and in Brainerd. With full service shops at three locations and award-winning customer service, Power Lodge is where I take my boat to get ready for the open water. Visit powerlodge.com to learn more.
Don't miss the Hardwater Ice Fishing Expo at the National Sports Center in Blaine, November 15th through the 17th. The Hardwater Expo features all of the latest gear and unbelievable deals direct from the manufacturers. Hey, check out the huge selection of shelters and wheelhouses, product demonstrations, and some of the great pro seminars where you'll learn tips and tricks that'll help you catch more fish this winter. There's even a kids' trout fishing pond, so bring the whole family. That's the Hardwater Ice Fishing Expo, November 15th through the 17th at the National Sports Center in Blaine.
If you're looking for new floor covering, I've got something new for you. It's Z Floors by Zero Res, and they have something special going on this month. Z Floors by Zero Res has partnered with Mohawk this month for the Fall All Pet Sale. Save up to $1,000 on top Mohawk brands, including the number one top seller, Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet, that is perfect for homes with pets and kids. Go to zfloors.com to learn more or call 952-ZERO-RES to set up your free in-home consultation. Z Floors by Zero Res.
November 14th is Give to the Max Day, when thousands of Minnesotans contribute to worthy nonprofits. If you agree that physical and mental well-being are vital to a happy, healthy life, consider supporting the organization Reach for Resources. Reach for Resources supports individuals with disabilities and mental illness reach their full potential. Your dollars make a difference at Reach, and you can make a difference in the lives of others. Visit reachforresources.org on November 14th or anytime to make a tax-deductible donation. reachforresources.org.
Total Country Bob FM.
All right, welcome to the last half of the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. Thanks again for everyone tuning in. We encourage you to stay tuned at 7 o'clock because there's going to be two Hall of Famers in the fishing world talking, Mark Fisher and Larry Bolig on Bear Facts and Fishtails. We had a great opening discussion where we talked about the elk hunting trip we're going to be doing with Blue 42 and Fiocchi Ammo. We talked parking our Alumacrafts at Power Lodge, which is going to be a sad day. And then the controversial subject of bringing water down to the Southwest. And then Dan Snefanich from Clam Outdoors yapped about fishing in Wisconsin and in Canada, personal best brown trout, some kings, and then went out and got some muskies with John Gillespie in Canada. And now we're going to talk to Corey Bechtold.
The good stuff.
The about good stuff. The buck yeah, of a lifetime. Stuff. And don't screw it up because okay. Your grandma is listening.
I know. Well, my favorite part of the story, too, is he was writing into the show as he was waiting to go. So we appreciate Corey and for following the show. And for those of you that write on the Four Outdoorsmen, shout outs. Usually he has a great picture every week. And I'm like, this guy gets it. He's out there all the time. So we had to have Corey come in. Thank you, Corey. And why don't you start with maybe how you got into bow hunting again? You mentioned that you kind of put it down, but your son got you back into it. Mm-hmm. How'd you get back into it? And how did you come across this monster buck?
All right. Well, we'll go back just a little ways. You know, when I started my family, I had, two daughters before I had a son, and fishing was, a really easy pastime to go out because like you're talking, you got candy, like earlier tonight, and you got to keep them occupied and, try to get them on the water as long as you can. So my daughters were always great fisher girls and everything. But when Cole was born with three kids, now my wife was like, you don't have enough time to do hunting and fishing. Not that it was an ultimatum, but more like, hey, you got to pick one. Well,
I understand.
Obviously, and you got three young kids too. So it's easier to, to do the fishing side with kids.
Right.
So I put down the bow and most of my hunting for quite some time. And then when my son, Cole, who was nicknamed as Fishbone, I think I kind of, there's plenty of pictures with him on your page too, but he started to express some interest into hunting. And I'm like, well, I don't want to screw this up. I want to have a positive experience, But, you know, archery is just one of those things you can just kind of pick up a bow. I got a used one on Craigslist and for his Christmas present, I think when he was like 9 years old, something like that. And then I got him into like a youth archery deal. And it's not like it was competitive, but, you know, he got to go shoot with other kids that had like a similar passion.
Right.
And then it was like, ooh, now it's time to maybe take the kid out hunting. Right. So, and I took my daughter one time, you know, when she was getting older and we saw nothing and she was crazy bored and crazy cold.
Yep.
And so like one of the first times I had Cole out hunting, he was legal to hunt because he could draw the right weight.
Right.
And, he had a doe like right behind our tree and he was like, oh, that's so cool. It was the first day. And then, you know, he didn't draw, he didn't shoot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we never saw a deer the rest of the year.
Yep.
So it was the very next year I actually, he was with me and I actually got a deer. But it was the very next year when he was like 11, something magical happened. We went up, it was at my godfather's property, get up in the stand. We just had a couple does out in the field and all of a sudden it was like, you know, you kind of get nodding off in a two-man ladder stand. He's looking one way and every squirrel was like, a deer. Oh, what's that? Yeah. A deer. No, not a deer. All of a sudden, like, here's a twig branch, you know, break. And he's like, there's a deer over there. And I'm like, nah, there's not. And I turn and look and I'm like, oh, hey, wait, there is a deer. And it starts coming down the trail. And he's like, and I, you know, it was a buck. And, you know, long story short of that one, which I could go way into detail about, he's in the record books with a Pope and Young 10-pointer. So I'm chasing this kid now. I'm trying to chase my son.
Good
who,
for him. Awesome.
Yeah,
good
and
job,
that Fishbone. That story is amazing, and that's for a different time, you know. But what happened, you know, this year is, you know, we don't compete against each other, but time right. is, you know, he can get off of school and go hunting. You know, it's hard for me to do. And I was last Friday, I go to put my ground blind out, and this property I have, it's private land, but it's all field. There's no yep. real trees for tree stands, nothing that you could sit up safely. So I have like a clam ground blind. It's insulated. It's really nice, comfortable to jump in. And so I get out of my car, grab my ground blind over my back, my bow in my hand, my jacket over the other arm, go walking over this little hill. There's this one little pinch point where like three, you know, a field of CRP, which is now wildflowers, and then a big chunk of swamp, and then off one side is a corn. So I have all mm-hmm. three like right in front of me. I start coming over the rise of this hill and entering the very bottom of the hill is a doe. And we locked eyes. It was magical for that 1 second. And then she takes off and I'm like, well, that sucks, you know? So, yeah. All right, time to get the ground blind out, start getting everything set up. So I got the ground blind set up, never saw a dang thing, you know, the rest of the day. Then Saturday, I went to a different spot to hunt, saw a bajillion squirrels, no deer moving. And then I went fishing on Sunday. And I wanted to kind of, because that's what you should do this time of year, is kind of find where the crappie patterns are.
Right.
And then you're kind of dialed because once the lakes cap off, they're usually not too far from where you left them.
Right.
So I'm trying to keep my finger on the pulse where the crappies are. So I'm out. It's, you know, I got my blackfish gale hoodie underneath my, you know, my clam jacket. It's cold. And the crappies were like right on the base of the weeds. And that's why, you know, when I talk about the What's Working Now page or people yep. that listen to the show that know about it, you know, it's usually real time and it's hopefully giving them, you know, yeah. not, I don't want to advertise a lake or say, go rape, you know, go get them all out here. No, it's because usually these patterns kind of hold up.
Right.
They're usually yeah. pretty similar from lake to lake. So I had some crappies in my live well, and then, you know, I got done and my wife's getting, you know, starting her new business right now. And she's doing nutritional therapy practitioner. So, you know, she was running around and, you know, Cole was going to hunt the neighborhood. Or no, he was trying to train our new puppy.
Like the neighbor's deck or what?
No, there's a little chunk of land kind of close to where we live where he can, you know, go in there. There's like
cool.
10 acres and, you know, it's a little chunk. And usually you kick them out, but they sometimes right. come back. But, yeah, so I was like, well, no one's really around home. The wind's 100. I mean, it's the wrong direction for hunting. It's cold. It's miserable. I'm like, well, I might as well go sit somewhere. So I go out to the stand, you know, or the ground blind. And I get out of the car. You know, it's like 1 o'clock because I'm like, well, last time I was out, I spooked a doe or we, you know, kind of met.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, get out there early. Maybe they'll start moving because, you know, we got colder temperatures. The deer are starting to rut. They're doing a lot of things right now. I get out of the car, get all my gear on, grab my bow. I'm walking up over this hill, going to the ground blind, and just as I come over the rise of the hill, I start hearing this crashing noise. And I'm like, what? And I'm trying to focus where it is, and it was in the base of the swamp. About 30 yards in front of my ground blind, all I see is this deer running away from me with antlers. And I'm like, crap. You know, now I feel really deflated. So I'm like, well, might as well just sit here. So you go in the ground blind, you're kind of like nodding off, you know, time's passing. I tried to grunt. I have this $10 Walmart cheapy grunt call.
Can you mimic the grunt for us on air?
No, because
with your mouth.
Well,
come on.
No, I'll paint a picture for you. Because this call that I have, that's like $10. You know, it was, you can press like three different spots for different sounds. Oh. And if you guys remember the movie The Great Outdoors with John Candy, Dan Aykroyd, remember when he goes to blow that with that horn for a service? Yeah. That's the first sound that came out at first was just wind. And then like, oh, you got to blow it harder. So I'm here like, and I hit it and that thing just, oh, it sounded so bad. I'm like, I scared everything within a mile away from here.
I'm sorry, but my head is now at the bear that they shoot in the butt with the rifle that was a lamp. Remember
the bear butt.
The bear butt. Okay, keep going. Sorry. Great movie.
So I'm like, well, what do I do? And obviously now with cell phones, you can, you know, well, what am I supposed to do this time here? I'm not an expert with hunting, period.
So you got on Facebook?
No, I just I just typed in what calls work this time or whatever, and it was like Doblies. Pre-rut or, was
that's
supposed
more hardcore
to be,
than Ask Producer Mark. I would have been on Facebook.
So anyways, I have, you know, I'm like, okay, every 20 minutes, half hour, strode out a little Dolby, a little meh, you know, that little sound. And I'm like, meh, I've never had interaction vocally with the deer. So an hour goes by. I think I wake up for my third time. And I'm like, well, it's almost time to do the shout out to the, what, you know, the four outdoorsmen. I'm waiting for you guys to put your little link up there so I can post and then get back to hunting. And it's a, so I went on my What's Working Now Facebook page, did my whole report, nodded back asleep a little bit, came back to just the trees were just swaying behind me and you know, the sound of the wind in the corn. And I'm like, I already kicked out a deer. I thought I'm doomed. And it was about 4 o'clock and, you know, I thought I heard something. I thought it was maybe the trees creaking that were kind of near me. And it was like twice back to back. And it sounded like a dull blee. And I'm like, there's a deer out there. So in my clam ground blind, I got some windows open in front of me, but everything behind me is closed. So I see nothing behind me. And really to my left, it's really thick. So, and I'm expecting the deer to come from somewhere that direction. That way it gives me an opportunity to get my bow drawn back, get it up in the window. Everything's supposed to happen perfectly, right?
Yeah,
it's
right. Supposed to, yeah.
It's supposed to in a perfect world. So I'm looking and I can't see a dang thing. And I was like, I felt like a kid, like just like so excited. My head's like sticking out of the ground blind window. I'm like looking around. I mean, if a deer would have been in the area, I'd been like, look at that idiot in there, you know. So I sit back
down.
I sit back down and I think I'm, you know, just doodling. Here I am, Facebook, whatever, looking at stuff. And I think it might have been right at the point where it was like 5:50. I remember just kind of like, well, you guys are gonna post pretty soon. I'm gonna put my little shout out for my little page, whatever. And I'm like, well, I haven't heard anything in a while. And I bleed one more time, like before that. And I'm sitting there and I look to my left and just through the one window, I see a deer coming and I see antlers. And I'm like, this is about the timeline. Mm-hmm. This is like, oh, there's a deer there. And I start drawing my bow back and I get my bow back and I start to get it up to my anchor point on my cheek. And I'm like, everything, you know, you practice, you know, in the backyard, you're just like, but now all of a sudden it's like, the deer is like walking straight in front of me and he gets into my shooting lane. And it's like, he's like 15 yards out the window. And he's kind of like looking at the ground blind, like, boy, that looks kind of interesting over there. Yeah. And
is that where these weird noises
I know,
are coming
but from? The problem was like, in a ground
what
blind.
What's that doe and heat doing in that pile of woods?
Yeah, well, that looks weird. And it was like this, my sights, I couldn't, there's no available light to light up fiber optics in a ground blind. And it's like 5:50, it's an hour of shooting left, you know? So I'm like, oh God. And I'm like, I can see the up and down of the pins, but I can't see the individual dots that we usually try to focus on. And I'm like, and he's already there. And it was like, there he is walking in, got my bow drawn back. He's out there. I'm anchoring. Okay. That's right about there. I want to make sure his shoulder clears, you know, in the next step. And I knew it was clear, but I was like, I'm going to go for it. Let the arrow fly. And I mean, anybody who hunts, it's always this moment, just like when Cole shot his Pope and Young, when I watched, he held for like a minute and a half. And when you let the arrow go, something happens in your brain. And it's like a slow motion recorder.
Yep.
You see everything. You see the arrow disappear. You just know immediately. And I was like, oh, it's about 3 inches further back than I wanted, but it was good. And I mean, I just watched the arrow disappear and he takes off. And I'm like, now I'm like, I mean, I never got a chance to really get crazy excited. I'm just like,
yeah, what? Just happened.
This just happened. So
it's probably a good thing.
First thing I do is I text Cole. I'm like, just shot one. And he goes, you want me to come out? And he's an hour away. And I'm like, yeah, I want you to come out because I might need help. It's always good to have a second set of eyes
to be there
tracking.
With your son when it happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So and now it starts hitting me. Now I start shaking. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, I just shot a big deer. It's like, this is going to be the biggest deer of my life, you know, and it was. So and I'm like, okay, now I'm on the Four Outdoorsman. Oh, quick shout out. I just shot a deer.
I love the moment by moment breakdown live on it.
Yeah, you're like, yo, are you going to, you know, and I was like, I'll let you know. So I was like, I might as well go sit in my car, wait for Cole, warm up, get lights ready, get everything
now
ready.
Now, we love the story, Corey, but we got 3 minutes.
Oh, boy. All right. So wrap it up. You know, Cole gets there. We go down. I'm like, hey, I shot this thing right about here. And he's like, oh, there's blood. I'm like, perfect. And we start going. And we get out to the cornfield edge, and it was like going just perfect. Like blood, 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 blood. All of a sudden, whoop, none. Uh-oh. And we were like, where did this deer go? He was, and then so Cole is actually, you know, he went to Four Corn Camp. Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, I recommend any parent that has a kid that wants to send them to that camp. It's amazing. But Cole's pretty smart with the tracking, and I do like a big loop, and he kind of lines up the lights, and he goes, it looks like something ran through the grass right there. And I'm like, he's like, well, hold the light. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to walk in this thick edge brush by the swamp, and I'm going to walk, and you tell me when you get to this little V, what looks like a deer just shot through it. And he goes in there, and, you know, he's tall, and he looks over the edge, and he's like, oh, there's blood over here. I'm like, what? And he goes, oh, there's your deer. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I was so ecstatic. I get over there, and I'm high-fiving, hugging, you know, just father-son moment. And I was like, oh, my God. But, you know, all these stories, it becomes work after that. Yes, the excitement, but, man, you got to do everything after that. But it was just an amazing experience, and
good
just
for you.
Glad.
What a great deer.
Yeah, what? How big was the deer? What did it score?
Well, me and Cole are going to argue because a friend of mine's a little bigger on it, and he said you measure any point that sticks out from an antler is from the base, the center line. You have to kind of imagine or line it. So Cole says it's a 9. A friend of mine that helps me, you know, take care of all the processing, my friend Tim, he said it's a 10. I'm still chasing Cole's deer. Right. I really am.
You didn't beat him? Really? That deer isn't bigger?
Cole, actually, tonight, he just sent me a picture, and he actually got the head ready for a European mount. Cool. So my wife has a real decorative idea for something to do with that, but it's exciting.
What a special moment, right? One you'll never forget.
For anyone who's listening, you have to go to our Facebook page and check out that deer. It is a beauty. Nice
work. And you're
going
to have to check out the podcast because – Corey, your emotions filled up this entire room.
That's why we need a video podcast.
I mean, we were living that story with you just by your body expressions. I mean, what a wonderful buck. Congratulations,
buddy.
Well,
thank you very
much. Well, we got you for about a minute or two. Why don't you tell us about What's Working Now Facebook page, how people find you, and what you post on a normal basis. I know, but let our listeners know.
And we got 1 minute.
Okay. What's Working Now really is just real time. Not a sponsor-driven site at all. It's, you know, the people that help me out with the page, too. I don't care what rod, you know, if you're, you know, sponsored by a rod company, a tackle company, everything does work and has its time or place. I try to keep it more of, like, legit. Like, this is working, and it is working now. So, and then if people want to message me, I can answer questions, try to dive into a little bit deeper. I got to get better about doing videos, which I might, you know, but I'm not very good on camera. No.
That's why we're in radio, buddy.
Cool. Well, Corey, thank you for joining us with that big buck story. Big shout out quick to our sponsors, Clam Outdoors, Blackfish Gear, Alumacraft Boats, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and Power Lodge.
And I just want to say, everyone have a safe and fun opening weekend. Enjoy yourselves. And Boomer, what else do you have to say?
Get outdoors.